This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening. The final 24 seconds of the JV game here from Chi High, the Birdcage. Mark Halverson and Dave Check courtside with Dawson Halverson and Gavin Bovey. Back at our WOGO studios, manning the controls as they'll just dribble out the clock now. Gavin Thompson, the sophomore, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Chi High wins this JV game 45-32, game one in the books. The Cards led it at halftime by a 23-7 margin with Corey Zuckerman, who's on the varsity roster. Had the 6'3 junior at 12 of the 23 in the first half. Dave, you were here for some of the second half. What'd you see?
It's a pretty athletic JV team, and obviously Rice Lake comes out here the same way. This JV team starts out 2-1 with a loss only to a very tough Stevens Point JV, which, as we know, some of those kids on any other team but a top 10 team in the state would have been playing on varsity. So this Kinez has got this JV team coming out strong, and it looks good for the future.
The Rice Lake story, they come in here. This is their first game of the season. So for that JV squad, their first game of the year. And that's because they had a November 28th game scheduled with La Crosse Logan. They've moved that because with football getting a late start on things. Of course, Rice Lake won the Division III state football championship over Grafton at Camp Randall. And so that La Crosse Logan tilt has been moved to Saturday, January 20th. As Chi High comes out onto the court now. So the Cards at 2-0 come into this one blown out on Thursday night at Stevens Point, 74-40. But Dave, for a game we did on Saturday, turning the tide, beating Medford 81-70. And Medford and Rice Lake similar in terms of enrollment. Chi High, I think it's about 1460, they say. But for Rice Lake, about 714, similar numbers to Medford. But both very good Division II basketball programs.
Yeah, and Medford's had some really good years too, but Rice Lake just year after year in football, basketball, and a lot of other sports. They just have a very good program, very dedicated to the weight room. These kids get in there. So, you know, I'm sure they canceled the last game. They've only had a couple of weeks to practice basketball here after focusing on football. And as you know, small school, a lot of these athletes are playing both sports. I'm sure they'd like to cancel this game or at least put it off too. Here we are in a conference game, and they've probably only been practicing basketball for a couple weeks.
And you'll hear longtime Rice Lake head coach Kevin Orr address that. And then later, our conversation with Chi High head coach Jason Prue. We'll take a three-minute timeout, the first of those two coaches' conversations. When we come back, it's the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Chi High hosting Rice Lake. We'll start the boys' conference schedule tonight on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service. Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 WOGO.com, and longtime Rice Lake Boys head coach Kevin Orr with us. A little bit of Dave Hansen in the background as it's the midst of the JV game when we're recording this. And coach, first game of the year for your club.
Yeah, it is. You know, we were supposed to play Logan on November 28th, I believe, but we moved the game back with our football team making the state and winning the state tournament. You know, we were a week behind because basketball and football stayed overlaps a week. So we didn't want to rush in anything, so we moved that game. So this is our first game.
Mm-hmm. So give us an overview on your club this year. You've still got one of your sons, but one of them's moved on to the college level.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about this team. You know, we got only two seniors, JT Schradel, who's worked extremely hard in the offseason. Colton Eagleston has been with us all 4 years. Real excited about those kids. Our junior class, they're all those kids were football kids, so they got that winning mentality. You know, Zach's a tough kid. My son's a good defender, can score it offensively. You know, we have Evan Strand, Connor Duran, Will Johnson, all solid kids. I think we have multiple guys that can shoot it on any given night. Great group of kids. They've been working extremely hard for us. And so we're just excited to get rolling and see where we're at and see what we got to work on.
Shy High, a couple games under their belt. And obviously for Rice Lake, I mean, it was you know, the thrill of winning the state title in football, Division III. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. But obviously the challenge in terms of passing the baton from one major sport to another, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a challenge. But I do think in the long run it's going to pay off because I think – especially when you have crossover athletes, that winning mentality rubs off. And so, you know, it's a long season, and we don't want to be playing our best basketball tonight. We want to be playing our best basketball, you know, come March. So that's kind of our goal, is to be playing our best basketball towards March.
Absolutely. Chai High, two games under their belt. Challenge at Stevens Point, a very good club there, losing that one, but able to win the home opener on the court here on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Stevens Point is a hell of a program, and they have a really, really good team this year. And Medford's got a good program, too. They're down a little bit. They lost a lot, but they're always scrappy. They always play hard. And, you know, hey, I mean, we both kind of lost. You know, like Tyler was a big scorer for us. And obviously Minarski did a lot for them. So I do think both teams are going to look a little differently. And, you know, I think Chai's got multiple guys that can shoot it. You know, they're scrappy. And, you know, we have to do a great job of contesting the three ball and trying to put solid ball pressure on them to make the passing challenging for them.
Mm-hmm. What's your overview on the BRC this year?
You know what? I'll tell you right now, I think River Falls is really, really good. They got a lot of guys coming back. I think Oakland Memorial is going to be very solid. You know, they have a really strong junior class. They have an elite level guard. So they're going to be really good. And then I think, you know, the rest of us is going to be a battle every single night, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. You know, I think, we're all pretty similar. But I would definitely put River Falls and Memorial kind of up on the upper echelon. And Hudson's right there, too. You know, they always are going to come and defend hard. So I'm excited. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, you know, every game's going to be a dogfight, and you got to come ready to play. So,
well, Coach, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Kevin Orr, the longtime head coach of Rice Lake. We'll hear from Chi-Hai head coach Jason Pruitt in a moment on WDOGL Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at myconcinemas.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Countdown, second coach conversation here on this Tuesday night on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Head coach Jason Pruitt off of the win on Saturday over Medford, started the BRC portion of your campaign.
Yeah, we're excited to get an opportunity to play some BRC games now. Obviously with Rice Lake tonight, we know they're going to come in and play aggressive and play tough. Coach Orr always has his guys playing hard, and they get up and they pressure you, and offensively they run good stuff, and they got a couple of really nice players too, so it's going to be a fun matchup.
So obviously for Rice Lake, their first game of the season, that you know, nobody's going to take away winning a state football championship, but had that November 28th game against Logan moved, so a little bit different for them, and nice for you to have those two games under your belt.
Yeah, it's good. It was good to get the last two in. Obviously, the one on Saturday was huge. We started playing with some confidence, and we got to show what we can be, and when we're playing tough and smart. And Rice Lake's a similar team to Medford too, with the stuff that they run. So it's nice to have these guys back to back.
So Coach Orr, we just heard his conversation. He made reference, obviously, his older son Tyler's moved on at Winona State. He's still got a younger son. And Minarski was a huge part, one of your scoring and rebound leaders. But, you know, it is, we wish those guys well, but, I mean, this is a new era. How are you seeing the blending occurring for you?
Yeah, I mean, with high school athletics, other teams lose good players. We lose good players. And I like what we've done with our program. And we had a really, really talented group last year. And these guys that are now playing all got to sit and wait their turn behind them and practice against them and continue to get better. And it's just a reload. And it's we have six seniors that play really well together. And they've been playing together a long time, too, and they're excited to get to finally do it under the big lights.
It'd be really nice to get a home win to start the BRC portion of your schedule. What's the key defensively and to come out on top tonight?
Yeah, we just got to keep him in front without fouling. I know Zach Orr is going to attack the basket hard. He's hard to keep in front without fouling, but that's a big goal for us is keeping in front without fouling. And then once they do get a shot up, we got to limit them to one and done. And then we're running good stuff on our end on the offensive end.
Coach, it should be a good one. We wish you the best. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
That is Chi-High Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Prue, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, courtside. And, Dave, we might as long as we've got it, keep it here for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it?
Well, I was going to say to not let Rice Lake establish their team identity, but in watching warm-ups, I think I'm going to change that to they're going to have to limit the touches of Zach Orr and not let him get hot. And I'll tell you why. I think, you know, you expect this team coming out without a whole lot of practice. They're a very well-coached team. But they're going to come out playing noon ball, whereas, you know, Chi-High hopefully by now is coming out as a well-coached high school basketball team and able to take advantage of that. The exception to that is probably going to be Orr. I mean, I'm watching him in warm-ups. He flat out comes out as a shooter right from the start, and I don't think he's going to have a hard time with that. But we'll see how he blends with the rest of them. I will say this. The second game that we play Rice Lake is at Rice Lake February 1st. I'll predict that whatever the score is tonight, Rice Lake's going to have 20 points on top of that. So if we don't beat them by 20, it's going to be a heck of a game at Rice Lake to beat them.
You know, even just two games in, the advantage for Chippewa, I mean, it's you think of a lump of clay, and you can have your 2 weeks of practice, but, you know, game action. And so the clay that is Chi-High boys basketball, obviously some molding and shaping, the tough loss at a very good Stevens Point team, and then 2 days later, less than 48 hours later, on the home floor here on Saturday afternoon before the parade, pulling off an 81-70 victory. So you've had that. That is a pretty nice jump start.
Yeah, it's a combination of three things, really. It's a combination of having those games under your belt. It's also a combination of the practice. But I think it's also getting your game legs underneath you. Football is a completely different game than basketball. And it always took about a month before you get your basketball legs underneath you. It's a completely different thing. You can jump and run and do all those things and be in perfect shape one way, but it's completely different coming out and doing something different. So look to see how they adjust to that right away. And, again, I don't think it's going to be a problem for Orr, but for the rest of them, we got to take advantage.
It's something we've been familiar with in the BRC with Menominee in some past years with their success and deep runs in state, obviously with football in more distant past. All right, we'll take a break. That does it for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. When we come back, the starting lineups with the public address announcer Dave Hansen in basketball. It's the BRC opener for Chi-High and Rice Lake boys coming next on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the summer. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back at Chi-High, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, and public address announcer Dave Hansen with the starting lineups.
Rice Lake Warriors.
a 6'1" junior, number 0, Connor Duran. A 6'1" junior, number 5, Evan Strand. A 5'11" junior, number 10, Zach Orr. A 6'4" senior, number 24, J.P. Schradel. And a 6'3" junior, number 34, Will Jensen. Head coach of the Warriors is Kevin Orr, assisted by Zach Schradel and Connor Jensen. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. At a guard, a 6'2" senior, number 0, G. Mason. At a guard, a 6-foot senior, number 1, Easton Bob. At a forward, a 6'5 senior, number 2, Carson Wiedemeyer. At a guard, a 6'2 senior, number 4, Braden Dickerson. And a forward, a 6'3 senior, number 5, David Turhart. Head coach of the Cardinals is Jason Brew, assisted by Jason Nichols. Your officials for tonight's contest are Tyler Schroyer, Bart Matzik, and Adam Schweinpohl. Let's play basketball.
All right, public address announcer Dave Hansen as the Chahai Cards dressed in their home white with the red numerals and lettering and some red trim, and Rice Lake in those familiar blue uniforms with some white numerals and lettering and some gold trim. And it'll be number 24 for Rice Lake, J.T. Schradel, jumping it against David Turhark at 6'3". Now, Turhark, not the tallest, but he's jumping, Dave.
Yeah, and I don't think he did last week, if I recall. I thought it was Wiedemeyer that was in there last time, but I could be wrong.
Rice Lake going right to left. Chahai going left to right. JV was won by Chahai earlier, 45-32, and we're underway. Turhark tapped it to the Rice Lake player, lays it in, and there's the layup for...
That's Connor Duran, 0. He's not on the program, correct, because they can't even get the program ready for him on time.
Yeah, but, I guess so. All right, well, there you go. It's a 2-0 game, so Chahai in the hole early. And with the ball on the attack left to right. And working it around on the outside. They work it down low. Wiedemeyer, he was impressive on Saturday, Dave.
There's yes, a drive. He was.
Easton Bob into the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Connor Duran.
His first half especially was probably one of the best first halves we've seen.
Yeah, inside and outside game. And Rice Lake, first game for them. We talked about that a good amount in the pregame. On the outside, Zach Orr, the coach's son. His son, Tyler, moving on to Winona State. Air ball missed that time.
Yeah, you know, you have a feeling the coach probably doesn't want to play a conference game the first game of the year. That's why we play those first couple of non-conference games. But here we miss number 5 this time. That's Evan Strand.
You got more of the corrections than I...
Yeah, Evan Strand's number 5, Connor Grand.
Yeah. Okay, all right, thank you for that. All right, so the Cards in a hole 0-4 right now, and not the way that you wanted to start against a team who hasn't played yet. G. Mason on top, gets it off to Easton Bob. Easton the leading scorer at 16.5 a game, on top to Dickerson. Easton in the deep left corner, gets it on top to Dickerson. He drives, double pump, puts it up and in, and there's the basket for the Cardinals.
It was a great drive for him there, and that's, you know, a little bit more of what we need to see. We don't see so much slashing out of this team. We see a lot of three-pointers, probably not a whole lot of back to the basket, although we did last week.
And so Rice Lake with it on top with Duran, tries to go down low on the right baseline. Spin move, left hand up and good for J.T. Schradel, and it's a 6-2 Rice Lake lead. Well, that was the first player that Coach Orr mentioned was Schradel, the 6'4 senior.
Yeah, he mentioned it's a young team. They only have 2 seniors, and like he said, Schradel's coming along. But this is a young team, too.
G. Mason behind the three-point line, driving left baseline, kicks it out. They work it on the perimeter. Bob, right side, Dickerson. Dickerson with the only Chahai hoop so far. Left side, they swing it to Turhark. On top, there's Wiedemeyer. Bob picked up defensively there by Zach Orr. Steal for Rice Lake. Racing down the floor. Connor Duran's going to lay it up and in. And it's an 8-2 Rice Lake lead.
Yeah, we're definitely not seeing a problem with their feet underneath them right now, but we're seeing that athleticism, that's for sure.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about an athleticism that won a state title in football, and there's a whistle and a foul and some contact in the backcourt from Zach Orr, the 5'11 junior.
8 points already scored by Rice Lake and none by Orr. That's probably a surprise, as I would expect him to fill up almost half of their points tonight.
Although it was Tyler Orr who was, you know, contending with Minarski for the conference scoring title last year. So 15 minutes to go here in the first half. 3 minutes drained away, and the Cards down 8-2. Spin move, Wiedemeyer down low, misses the shot, and G. Mason fights, gets the rebound. Gets it down low, Wiedemeyer on the baseline. Mason cutting through, his pass deflected, and Cards able to maintain possession. Dickerson to Mason on the right wing. Tough defense by Rice Lake's Evan Strand. Penetration by Bob, no good. Missed shot on the right wing, missed by Terhark. And Rice Lake with the ball and an 8-2 lead as they bring it down right to left.
Cardinals definitely struggling shooting tonight compared to last week when they came out absolutely on fire, 1-for-4 tonight.
Zach Orr drives into the paint, kicks out of the left side. Now they'll reload on top, setting up with JT Schradel. 14 minutes, 10 seconds left here, first half. Cardinals won the JV game 45-32 earlier. On top, Durant. There's whistle and a foul, as that was Zach Orr driving and drawing the foul on Dickerson, his first and the first second on the Cards. No, first in the Cards as a team.
Looks like Orr's first points of the season are probably going to come at the line.
Yeah. The free throw line has not been kind to the Cards so far, as they were just 50% on the season. Their opponent's shooting 77% as he hits the first one. 9-2 Rice Lake, 14:02 to go. We've got Chahai at Eau Claire North coming up on Thursday night, and the second free throw is good. So it's a 10-2 Rice Lake lead. They lead by 8 points. Their biggest lead, needless to say, 4 minutes in. G. Mason races down the floor, kicks it right side. They get it on top to Bob. Deflected pass over to Dickerson. Dickerson in the left wing. Looks to get it off to Easton Bob, and Rice Lake scrambling for it near the timeline. Dickerson able to pull it back for Chahai. Gets it off of the right wing. Easton Bob, the left-hander, misses the three-pointer. Terhark goes fighting for the rebound. Couldn't quite come away with it. Here comes Rice Lake to the other end, and they're going to get called for the travel. Didn't quite pull off the jump stop successfully, did Evan Strand. And the Cardinals will get the ball. First turnover, I think, for Rice Lake.
Yeah, evens up the turnovers, I think, at 1-1.
All right, Chahai into the forecourt now. Terhark on the left corner. They get it out. Wiedemeyer, come on now. There it is for Wiedemeyer, and the Cards within 10-5.
Cardinals don't have a player out there that can't hit the three-point shot.
They needed that one to kind of boost the offense. Climbing out of the 8-point hole, cutting it to 5, but Rice Lake to try to answer. Missed shot by Zach Orr, no good, but long rebound comes away to the Warriors. Orr, he'll take another deep 3, front iron, no good. Rebound, Chippewa Falls comes away with it. David Terhark, he had 15 rebounds Saturday afternoon, Dave.
Yeah, incredible job on the glass.
Dickerson in the deep left corner behind the line. On top, Wiedemeyer hit that 3 a moment ago. They work it around to Terhark. Bounce pass down low. There's Wiedemeyer hit the bottom part of the backboard. And with it, here comes Rice Lake. Stradle. Stradle. And through the hands of his teammate that time, Connor Durand, and out of bounds.
Yeah, with 15 rebounds, I would say he definitely got your post glass and mirror clearing the glass award.
Yeah. So it's a 10-5 game, 12:32 left, first half. Just underway as the Cards will bring it into the forecourt. Chahai at Eau Claire North on Thursday night. That also a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO Sports. There's the shot from Easton Bob. No, misses it on the right side. Rebound comes away to Rice Lake. JT Schradel, the 6'4 senior. Warriors into the forecourt. Working around to the left side. On the right Spin move down low on the right baseline, and there's the anticipated. LaCroix steals it for the Cardinals. Rice Lake, third turnover. LaCroix taking it. Baseline, contact, missing the shot. Easton Bob going to be against the Cardinals. Bob on the charge. And Jason Prue not happy.
Yeah, I'm not. I thought he backed off on that contact. He stepped back. He definitely didn't run him over.
Talking to referee Adam Swainpole about it. First personal and second team on the Cardinals.
But that's going to be a turnover for the Cardinals. One of the worst kind.
Yeah. Plus you get the foul, right? Yeah. And Rice Lake at the ball trying to build on a 10-5 lead or penetrate. Contact with G. Mason. Basket good. And the foul on Mason, his first. You know, one of the things Coach was mentioning in the pregame in terms of the key tonight was good defense without fouling. That was one of his key emphases.
Yeah, they didn't exactly listen there as they put him to the line. Not only did the defense allow the shot, but they also fouled. So going to get the three-point opportunity for Orr.
His first made basket, and he hits the free throw. So he spent money at the line, and boom, he's got 5 points. And the Cards now back in their matching the biggest deficit at 8. Wiedemeyer on top. Mason trying to grab it with one hand. Nothing doing. Cardinal turnover. And then Rice Lake struggling to maintain possession. They will at the offensive end. Going right to left with 11:35 left in the half.
Of course, Coach Prue says it's going the other way, but it might be a little bit biased there.
And inbounding it, Evan Strand, the 6'1 Rice Lake junior. And he gets it in to Colton Eggleston, the 6'4 senior, in off the Rice Lake bench. Eggleston right down the middle, and he misses the shot as the defense arrived late. And they kick it out. You got Sam Jevney, a 5'10 junior, into the contest as well. Drive basket good for Evan Strand, and Rice Lake's biggest lead of the game at 15-5.
So far, everything's working right now for Rice Lake. The only thing that hasn't been, or missed a couple of shots, but just like Chi-High last week, got extremely hot. It all evens out.
I think in some ways, I mean, I say this kindly, but it looks Rice Lake's looking like they're a team that's played already. And the missed shot from the outside by Carson Wiedemeyer misses the three, gets the long rebound. G. Mason in the deep left corner, swish. And the Cards pull within 15-8. Seven-point game, and now a long three for Orr, and he can shoot it from the parking lot. Zach Orr. I believe he's got 8.
Yeah, I was watching him in warm-ups from about 5 feet beyond the line, just making them consistently.
So picking up where brother Tyler left off as that scoring machine for Rice Lake a season ago. And there's the missed three-pointer off the bench, Colin Nichols for the Cardinals. The 6'3 junior, and the Cardinals lacking some offense, trailing at 18-8 right now.
3-for-11 shooting.
Struggling. Penetration, there's the blocked shot by G. Mason on the driving Evan Strand. With 10:03 left in the half, we'll get some subs for the Cards as Dickerson and Turhark will come back. And Wiedemeyer and G. Mason take a seat for Chippewa Falls.
Interesting that Orr takes a seat for Rice Lake. I didn't think we'd see him sit at all.
And they've got Connor Duran now. There's the penetration from Strand. Back to Strand on the left side with the defense from Dickerson. Cardinal man-to-man right now. Right side in the corner, that's Connor Duran. They work it down low. Schradl tries to draw the foul, kicks it out in the left corner. There's the missed shot from 34, Will Johnson. And Rice Lake, another offensive rebound. Approaching the midway point of this first half, 18-8, Rice Lake lead, and they've got the basketball. And a deflected pass out of bounds, knocked out by Easton Bob.
Well, Rice Lake has a good mix of players that willing to slash in there. The big guy has a pretty good job of back to the basket, finding the guy on the outside for the three-pointer. And a couple of guys that can knock it down from the outside.
9:27 left in the half, Rice Lake ball and the 10-point lead. Their biggest of the game so far. Taking their time. Waiting for their shot, or I think their leading scorer on the bench. Schradl's going to drive left baseline. He could have dunked it. He lays it right up. It's a 20-8 lead for Rice Lake.
Orr actually just snuck back out in there in front of us.
Yep. And into the forecourt, Easton Bob now as the Cards bring it left to right. LaCroy on top to Dickerson. Right corner gets it off to Colin Nichols. Nichols donning the white headband. LaCroy, right side Dickerson. Penetrating. Dickerson off glass, no good. Rebound. Rice Lake comes away with it. Will Johnson, the 6'3 junior.
Cardinals kind of forcing it right now. I think they need to do a better job passing it around, look for a good one.
Kick into the deep right corner. The three-point attempt missed that time by Will Johnson. Chahai rebound comes down to Turhar. Now, have a couple of threes already, but G. Mason and also Wiedemeyer hitting that. And the 1-2 on the drive by Dickerson. That's it. Three made baskets in 10 minutes. And tying up Nichols, the Rice Lake defender that time, Evan Strand. It's going to be a Rice Lake ball. With 8:09.
Should be the Cardinal ball. I thought they got the tip. I didn't think there was any. I think it's the
Cardinals. You're right.
Ball.
You're right. Good job. Yeah.
Still a half a turnover for the Cardinals as we had the ball and now we lost the possession, Earl.
You really get into the nitty gritty with half turnovers. All right. Into the forecourt, LaCroy. They bring it left to right. LaCroy into the right corner, G. Mason. LaCroy now works it back out on top, Dickerson. Dickerson picked up defensively there by Zach Orr. And they throw it out of bounds.
That's a full turnover there.
Yep.
Now we take the lead with four turnovers to their three.
20-8 deficit for the Cards. More than 10 minutes into this first half. And a timeout, 30 seconds for Chahai. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. A crazy high scoring affair at Fiserv Forum where the Bucks lead the Knicks 75-72 in the NBA in-season quarterfinal game for that tournament. The winner faces Indiana in Vegas on Thursday night.
Interesting concept to sell more tickets.
It's been working. At, you know, $500,000 prize, I think you'd take it. Drive and the shot, the spin good, as that goes to Connor Duran. I'm still adjusting on the numbers that they changed for us in-game here. So, all right, 22-8. The Cards in desperate need of some offense now. Cardinals. Try to get it down low. Wiedemeyer, spin move. Strong. Put it up and nice soft touch. And there's two for Carson.
That's exactly what the Cardinals needed, was a nice back-to-the-basket shot. Good control.
They sure did. Trying to climb out of a 14-point hole and cutting it to 12. And now Rice Lake in game one has been impressive in these first 11 minutes. Driving, kicking it out, working it around. Getting it out to the outside. Durant is going to miss the shot. Rebound Mason. Here he comes on the Chahai fast break. LaCroy. Mason deep left corner. Shot on the way. Comes up short. Rebound Rice Lake. It's hard. They're not stringing it together like one to another. And oh, a fake for Rice Lake. And they get it to Evan Strand. Making it 24-10. And now the Cards against some pressure. Have it stolen away by the Warriors. Missed shot. By Swenson, it puts up and no good, and the Cardinals come away with it. Evan Strand. In the deep left corner, Mason loses it out of bounds
again.
For the Cardinals. Fifth turnover.
Six turnovers in a hurry.
Okay, yeah. 24-10 is your score. Cards down 14. And LaCroy will take a seat in favor of Easton Bob now. Now, Easton, their leading scorer at 16.5, but they're looking for their first points from him here tonight.
Yeah, Easton 0-for-3 so far, a couple of three-pointers and 1-2.
6 minutes left here in the first half. Rice Lake ball. Moving it right to left. Working it around on top. Tradel drives into the paint, kicks it out. Spin move. Right baseline, deflected out of bounds on the penetration by Pierce Haystrider, seeing him for the first time tonight. And looking to get it inbounds is Zach Orr. On top, Swenson. Will Swenson, the 6'3 sophomore. And missed shot from long range from the corner at that time by Zach Orr. And here comes Shahai into the forecourt. There's the shot from Wiedemeyer. No good. Ball comes down to Orr and Rice Lake. 5:25 left first half. 24-10 Warriors. Again, a low number for the Cards offensively this far into the game. Deep three for Orr. No good. Off the right part of the rim. Rebound on the floor of the Cardinals, but they call it travel as Terhark had fallen to the floor.
So I guess if they call him for a travel, I'll give him a rebound there and a turnover.
Right. Ouch. And we're going to get another 30-second timeout back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Facing a test against Rice Lake. It's the Warriors' first game. They lead the Cardinals 24-10, 5:13 left first half. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. All right, Rice Lake ball up by 14. That matches their biggest lead of the night. They work it around on the outside. Or goes left side to Schradl. Schradl a good distance from the basket. It's been a team effort for Rice Lake to build this 14-point lead. Schradl drives, double pump, miss, and the rebound comes away to the Cardinals. Dickerson. Well, here's an opportunity for Shahai to cut into that deficit a bit. Mason behind the arc, working around on the outside. Easton Bob looking for his first points. Left baseline to Mason on top, beyond the arc. Picked up defensively there by Evan Strand. Dickerson beyond the arc now as well. Left side, Bob. Mason. They're taking their time. Well, the Rice Lake defense, give them credit, right, Dave? I mean, the Cards have had the ball a long time, not even a shot attempt here.
Well, I think we knew that. They were going to be scrappy. They're athletic. They're going to put pressure on
There's
every
the
shot.
Drive by Bob. No good. Rebound followed up and in by Wiedemeyer for the Cards. All right, well, that was good. And Wiedemeyer gets the hoop.
Wiedemeyer leading the Cardinals right now, really almost the only scorer. He's got seven of the Cardinals' 12.
But if you're going to mount a comeback, you're going to have to get some defensive stops as well. They did last time. Let's see if they can do it this time for Chippewa Falls. Swenson in the deep right corner gets it around on top to his teammate, Zach Orr. Orr is just a junior, and there's the errant pass out of bounds for Rice Lake.
A rare errant pass as they're still leading us 7-4 in turnovers.
So the opportunity, though, to cut this to 10, maybe even a single-digit deficit, down 24-12 with 3:44 left here first half, and Mason and Dickerson will bring it down for the Cardinals with Wiedemeyer, Terhark, and Easton Bob. So it's the starting five for Coach Jason Prue right now.
Well, like we talked about, they just need to get hot like they were in the first half of the last game. Medford game.
Rice Lake a bit of a lull at the moment here offensively, so a little window of opportunity for the Cards that hasn't existed earlier. Mason has it stolen away and gets it off to a teammate. And the Cards' eighth turnover into the forecourt Warriors. Or high. That's
that's a carry
for sure. And the ref somehow. And they get the 3-point attempt or misses it. And they caught a break there, but the Cards then able to get the ball back as Wiedemeyer got the rebound. Into the forecourt, Shahai brings it left to right. Wiedemeyer on top. Working around left side to Dickerson. On top to Mason. Swing pass to Easton Bob, and he couldn't rope it in. Ninth turnover. 2:40 left in the half. Cardinals missing opportunities where they were stopping Rice Lake, but not even getting a shot off these last two possessions.
This is not what I'd expect out of a team that played the last two games.
Yeah, it looked like a push that maybe Easton Bob just got away with.
A two-handed shove from behind.
It's hard to understand. Okay, don't go there. All right, there's a steal for the Cardinals. Into the forecourt they come, racing it down the floor. Wiedemeyer's going to miss the shot. Followed up and in for Wiedemeyer. Well, they're within 10 at 24-14.
It was the old two-handed shove from behind that Travis Kelce got. Is that what you were going to say?
I'll tell you during the break. All right, on top, Rice Lake with the ball. Down low, and they work it for two.
Number three, Colton Eagleston.
Yeah, first hoop for the 6'4 senior tonight. Back to a 26-14 game. Stick around for halftime. We'll have the stats, highlights, Wogo Sports Calendar. There's the first points of the night for Easton Bob.
Nice 12-foot jumper from the top of the key.
Yep. And the Cardinals pull back within 10. And a whistle and a foul. First one we've had in a while with the 1:27 left in the half.
Three fouls for the Cardinals, one for the Warriors.
Not a lot. Game action's been flowing.
Well, we saw this last week, too. Medford, I think, did a really good job for a team that put us in a full-court one on our man-to-man press, and not a whole lot of fouls out of them either.
Easton Bob just made his first basket, and he gets his second foul. And he takes a seat on the bench now, and LaCoy is in there, as well as Nichols. And a block from LaCoy from behind, but then they're going to say contact.
Got him with the body on the way down is what they're saying.
Yeah, and that's Sam Jevney, a 5'10 junior, drawing the foul on LaCoy.
But the block itself from LaCoy was enough to get the crowd going here.
Right.
Aggressive block. So I don't understand this, why they're taking the ball. Oh, he fouled him after the shot. He fell on him.
After
that's why they're taking it on the ball.
Yeah.
So he does get credit for the block.
Yeah. And Eggleston will come out in favor of Evan Strand, the 6'1 junior now for Kevin Orr. Final minute 20 of the half. Loose ball on the floor. LaCoy diving out of bounds to Rice Lake. Real quick, let me tell you, if you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Rice Lake now trying to build on that 10-point lead. Late part of the first half, Schradl got it. He provides a good, stable, low-court low post presence for him, Dave.
Yes, he does. Very good back to the basket moves. Turned around, went right over. I think that was Wiedemeyer that time, who was playing pretty good defense.
LaCoy gonna drive, kicks it to Mason, deep left corner, shot out of the way, off the rim, no good. Nichols gets the rebound, tough one, put it up, no. And now Schradl comes out of there for Rice Lake. 50 seconds left in the half. Rice Lake gonna bring it down. Old school would have been hold it for one, but in the modern era, it doesn't happen as much. Or driving. Steal by Mason. Rice Lake, sixth turnover. Mason all the way down and missed it off the front iron. No. Rebound out of there. Could have cut it to a 10-point lead there. But just over 30 seconds left in the half. On top, Orr. Orr playing catch with Evan Strand.
Now the coach is calling for one shot. Yeah. As we've already seen, at least two shots. We'll see three since you said one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying old school would have been like, all right, but the modern era, I would say, is less patient.
Well, I don't think these kids would have held up there if their coach didn't yell one
shot
there.
Yeah, probably not. And the awaiting moment, Schradl now, spin move out on top. He finds a teammate, Levney, he's going to miss badly, and that'll do it. The half is in the books. We've played 18 minutes here at Chi High. It's Rice Lake 28 and Chippewa Falls 16. Back with the second half in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey, help. Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful no-look bounce pass. Wide open for two, the senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cardinals Sports Hall of Fame induction going on here at halftime as longtime Shanghai baseball coach Bill Beckwith presented with his plaque, and all the players staying around to shake his hand. So they're just now getting the halftime clock going, so an extended halftime.
But yeah, a lot of retired teachers here coming to see Coach Beckwith get inducted. Pretty good crowd here tonight, I think, in part because of that.
You get used to seeing a lot of the Sport Hall of Fame inductions with football, so.
Yeah, a little different doing it at a basketball game. Traditionally, we've set it up at a football game, but.
All right, first half, Chippewa Falls trailing at 28-16. We'll get to the halftime in a moment, but first of all, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. WOGO, Hallie O'Clair, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, and your thoughts on the first half.
Well, I mean, just a very cold shooting night for the Cardinals, but there were other things that went wrong, too. You can tell by the turnovers that we had. You know, just kind of looking at the stats, the Cardinals shot 2 for 10 from the three-point line, 5 for 13 from twos, didn't even shoot a free throw. Turnovers, they beat us 9-6 so far. Offensive rebounds, we beat them 5-3, leading the way for Rice Lake, or wound up with 8. Still, you know, getting a lot of production out of a lot of different teammates, which I think was a little bit of a surprise. Individually, you know, we talked about how last time every single player for the Chi-Hai Cardinals was above 500 going into half. This time every single player is below 500 going into half. So they really kind of play as a team. Right now I can give you the rest of the stats. Leading the way, Wiedemeyer with 4-for-9 shooting, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Mason... G. Mason, 1-for-4 shooting, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Bob, 1-for-5, 2 points. Dickerson, 1-for-2, 2 points, 1 rebound. Turhark, 0-for-1, but 3 rebounds. And Nichols, 0-for-2, but 1 rebound. So, you know, I think the Cardinals, if they turn it around, get that back to where they had that hot first half, have a hot second half, they're right in this game. Surprising that they're only down 12, but, you know, this is a Chi-Hai team that you know, they should be sitting at about 35 right now.
I think a big thing we talked about early, Chi-Hai, this is their third game. This is Rice Lake's first game. They've, I'm sure, been hungry for it. But, again, some of that athleticism that helped them win a state football championship, you could see some of that on display here.
Yeah, definitely. You see it bleeding through in the turnovers, the fact that they're beating us in the turnovers. Those are things that it doesn't really matter whether your feet's under. You're just either scrappy and athletic or you're not, and Rice Lake definitely is. So I don't know. The shooting, I haven't, you know, I don't keep track of that for the opposing team, or obviously missed a couple of shots. Could have been worse if they would have been hitting a lot more of their shots. But what we are seeing is just a number of players that can slash for them and attack the basket, and I think that's going to really bode well for them as they get later into this season and play even more as a team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the three-pointer gets all of that respect and attention, and it is important, but being able to mix it up with bigger players like Schradl and others like Orr that can both, you know, get some points on the inside.
Yeah, he had a couple of really nice spin moves there. Again, well-defended plays. But, you know, if you can make that little jump hook from about 3 or 4 feet consistently, it's not going to matter whether somebody's on you or not. So, yeah, look for him to really improve as the season goes on.
We've got a few highlights to bring your way right now at 28-16, Cardinal deficit. Let's give it a listen here on WOGO Sports. Puts it up and in, and there's the basket for the Cardinals. Terhark on the left corner. They get it out. Wiedemeyer, come on now. There it is for Wiedemeyer, and the Cards within 10-5. Some of the highlights from the first half for Chippewa Falls. Cardinals trying to get it down low. Wiedemeyer, spin move. Strong. Put it up, and nice soft touch. And there's two for Carson. And one more highlight from the first half to bring your way here on WOGO Sports halftime coverage of this Chihai Rice Lake game. Stick around for halftime. We'll have the stats, highlights, WOGO Sports calendar. As there's the first points of the night for Easton Bob. There we go. So some of your highlights from the first half for the Cardinals, who trail it by 12. We'll take another three-minute timeout. Come back with the second half in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Inside of 2 minutes left here in an extended halftime as Bill Belkwith, the longtime baseball coach at Chihai, inducted into the Cardinal Sports Hall of Fame. But on that Wogo Sports calendar, a busy week. Thursday night, we're at Eau Claire North, 6:55 pregame. I can't get a color analyst as good as Dave Check, but I'm looking for somebody. Meanwhile, on Friday, we've got Chihai Hockey, the first of two games in less than 24 hours. The Cardinal boys, who were very good this year, beating Hudson 3-1 last week. They're home against Fond du Lac, 6:40 Friday night, and then Saturday morning at 11:40 at home against University School of Milwaukee. Our Saturday doubleheader is capped off by the McDonald boys at Stout against Colfax. That's a 6:55 pregame on Saturday night, and then these Chihai boys at Prescott Monday night. We'll have it for you, 6:40 the pregame. Different pregame, but that's, again, a non-conference game, so 6:40 the pregame for that one from Prescott on Monday night. So the busy Wogo sports calendar, but the Cards busy with a challenge here in this opening Big Rivers Conference game at home against a team playing their first game. No gimme, Dave. They're down 12. Yes, right here.
There we go.
Talk to me.
Yeah, and Rice Lake, I believe, is going to start with the ball here, too. Not that that's a huge difference in basketball, but yeah, the Cardinals just got to come out shooting hot, and they'll be okay. This is not a big deficit, as big as it should be from what we've seen the play here tonight.
Update from Milwaukee, where the Bucks lead the Knicks 91-78, 7:26 to go third quarter, so looking good for the Bucks at the moment, trying to get to Vegas on Thursday. You were there on vacation earlier this year.
I was there earlier, yeah.
I
heard they have quite a fiasco with what they got going on with the racing down there, but we'll see if they can get life back to normal.
I didn't know about the racing.
I think it's the F1 racing. They built a huge deal, but I don't know if they got everything right. They had a lot of complaints about where it's located, how it's affecting everything. Just didn't go off as good as I think they were expecting it to go.
A lot going on there. You had the Raiders move there, and now the Athletics are going to move there from baseball. So,
well, it's a hub. Every time I'm down there, you see somebody else from Chippewa or Eau Claire. It's kind of weird that small world when you think about it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the second half now, and the Cardinals down 12 have their work cut out for them. Thanks to Dawson Halverson and Gavin Bovey, manning the controls back at our WOGO studios.
A little delay of the game here right now, as that's Terhark that has to tie his shoes.
Yep.
Normally the refs don't put up with that for this long. They say get somebody else in there and figure it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're being very patient here.
All right, there we go. The extended halftime behind us, and we're ready. Rice Lake in those visiting blue uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and a little bit of gold trim to go with it. And they've got the ball going left to right to start this second half. Leading it by 12, 28-16. Defensively, Kevin Orr's got to be pleased holding the Cards to 16 points.
I think he'd be pleased holding any team to
Stradle,
16
no
points.
Good, fouls it up and in. It's 30-16. They match their biggest lead of the game at 14. He's been tough for the Cardinals. And now Chihai. Dickerson works it around on the outside to Wiedemeyer. Mason in the deep right corner. Dickerson posting, right side, spin move to the basket, draws the foul with 17:24 left second half.
That's a good move by Dickerson there. He really had a nice shot that he created there, had a really good chance of a three-point play, just kind of spun out of the basket.
And the first foul of the second half goes on, let's say, number one.
The first free throws of the night for the Cardinals.
Is there a number one for Rice Lake? I didn't see there was a number one.
Is that who they called it on?
It says 0-1.
So scoreboard's fouls. We don't have, I don't think, the player.
Oh, 0-0. Okay. It's on 0, I guess, is what they're saying. Connor Duran. Right,
so
right.
Dickerson made both free throws, so the Cardinals are 100% on the night.
All right. So a 30-18. Yeah. No, I got you. All right, now Rice Lake with the ball. 12-point lead on the outside. Orr gets it to Connor Duran. Working to Schradl. Dickerson trying to match up with him defensively in this Cardinals man-to-man.
Dickerson playing some aggressive defense. I think he's being told to go ahead and give him a few extra shoves. They're not being called.
Duran into the deep left corner, getting it off to Will Johnson, the 6'3 junior. And Rice Lake taking their time, Dave. Not in any hurry here, leading it by 12. Bounce pass Schradl on the right baseline. Going to try to work. Fading across the lane, gets it to Duran in the left corner. And there's going to be a turnover. He threw the pass intended for Will Johnson. Rice Lake turns it over, seventh one of the night. So the Cardinals down 12, 30-18. Get an opportunity here to maybe get it to single digits with a three.
And really, same thing when we were playing Medford. You know, Medford needed to get it to within 10 with that 10-minute mark. And that's really the Cardinals just got to make sure this doesn't get out of hand and have a chance to win it.
I think what Medford did would be a good example for the Cardinals in terms of the way they fought back from way down.
Huge run that they went on.
Yeah. Wiedemeyer on the outside. He's got some off. He and I think they're looking to Easton Bob, too, with some capabilities to get this offense going. Mason's a fine shooter as well. Cardinals running their offense. 16-10 left, second half, down by 12. On the attack, right to left. Easton Bob tries to tuck it around. Can't. Stolen away. Cardinal 10th turnover. Into the forecourt. Here come the Rice Lake Warriors, or the junior. They kick it off. The shot no good by Evan Strand from long range. Whistle and a foul in pursuit of the rebound. I think they got Schradl for one.
Yeah, it looked like they, that's not a bad foul for them. They almost had a turnover on the Cardinals' aggressive move, but got called for it.
ServiceMaster of the Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Dickerson across the timeline, gets it near side to Easton Bob. Bob between the leg dribble out on top. Look out. Orr is going to try to take that away. He'll drive all the way in and get the basket for the Cardinals. And the Chippewa Falls Cardinals are within 10 at 30-20. Orr now races down the floor. He wants to try to match that penetration. Kicks it out. There's the shot from Johnson. He swishes a three, and it's back to a 13-point lead. Well, you make some headway, and then they get a three-pointer on you.
A three-pointer out of a player who hasn't scored up to that point. So that's, I think,
Easton Bob loses the ball, and the Cards into the defensive. And there's the basket made by Evan Strand, and it's a 15-point lead, their biggest of the night, 35-20. Easton was bringing it up against the double team, and it just slipped out of his hands.
Every time we get to within 10, they go on an even bigger run.
Very much of a football. Oh, very aggressive defense, and they steal it away from Dickerson. And so Rice Lake, the aggressive D, and now the three-point attempt is good by Orr, and I would think a timeout. Wow, it's an 18-point lead, 38-20, Dave. Biggest hole of the night.
Yeah, they're not calling.
And they call a travel as Dickerson struggled against the press.
Yeah, we can't really complain. Like I said, they're not calling it against us.
Yeah.
They're letting this ticky-tack stuff go. So you got to be aggressive with that defense.
And they're doing it, right? You're saying take advantage of, you have to, in football and basketball, both, even all the sports, right? You have the strike zone. You got to take what the referees are giving you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing when you talked about in football. Offensive linemen know they could call a hold if they wanted to on every single play, but it's the level at which they're going to call it that you got to get used to.
38-20, Rice Lake, and they've got the ball. And a steal right there by Wiedemeyer on the far side, so Chippewa at the other end, and
they call G.
missing
Mason
the shot.
With the charge that time.
But Mason gets the charge. And that's his second with 14:21 left in this second half, and the Cards down 18.
Well, Cardinals with five turnovers.
Yeah.
14 minutes left to go in this half.
So
five
does that
turnovers this half.
12 for the game?
14.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought I was clocking along with you. All right, 14:10 left in the second half. Spin move, drive. Connor Duran misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Terhark for the Cardinals. To LeCoy, who's checked in. Jacob, the 5'11 senior. Backup guard for Coach Jason Prue's club. Left side, they get it off Wiedemeyer. Trying to post up Dickerson. Dickerson drive, has it blocked, recovers, puts it in. Dickerson pulls the Cards back within 16, 38-22.
Cardinals were within 2 points there of getting doubled up and yet they're still in this game.
And down low, there's two more as the left-handed basket from Evan Strand makes it 40-22. Yeah, the thing was they got as close as 30-20, and there was an opportunity there, and then boom, Rice Lake went on a real quick 8-0 run, and the defense was making it happen with some turnovers and easier hoops. 40-22, Rice Lake at the moment. On the outside, Wiedemeyer. Ball pressure. Coach Orr calls, and there's the steal by his son. He's going to race down and miss the layup, and then G. Mason comes away with it. And he'll penetrate and draw the foul on Schradl. So there's a break for the Cards.
That was a foul just to slow things down a little bit as G. Mason is coming down with maybe a 5-on-4 advantage.
And he'll take a breather now. And, yeah, there could have been a 20-point deficit, Dave, but Orr misses the layup. I don't think that happens a lot, probably.
Probably not, and I think if Orr came from a little taller stock, that might have been a breakaway dunk on the turnover. Still miss those, though, at times.
Into the forecourt. There's a double team on Wiedemeyer, and they call him for a travel. I thought he was maybe going to get called. I thought there'd be a Rice Lake foul because they were way out on top, very aggressive. But, again, they are pushing the bounds of what the refs are allowing them to get away with. And it's a 40-22 game.
Yeah, they were all over his arms. The ref was watching the feet.
15th Chahai turnover. Inside of 13 minutes left here, second half. Guard's got to turn on the microwave offensively pretty soon here. Rice Lake possession as they work it left to right. Jevny. On the outside, Eggleston. On top, Evan Strand. They got a deep enough bench here at Rice Lake. Whistle and a foul on Easton Bob. That's the third one on the six-foot senior, Easton Bob.
Probably not what the Cardinals wanted, although, you know, definitely be an aggressive foul looking for the steal that would have given him a breakaway layup.
And they get it into Jevny, the 5'10 junior. Work it to Jevny on the right side. He'll go right baseline, puts it up, and got it. Sam Jevny, I think his first hoop of the night, makes it a 20-point Rice Lake lead. LaCroix into the forecourt. Cards bring it right to left as Nichols coming to the scorer's table along with Mason. On top, Dickerson goes left side to Wiedemeyer. On top, Easton Bob for three. Off the front iron, no. Tipped out, Rice Lake with it. This is going to be Pierce Haystrider. Down the floor on the right baseline. Spin move by Johnson. He traveled. What is that, 9 turnovers for Rice Lake?
Total of 9, yeah.
Okay. 11:52 left. Cards down 20. And it looked promising, folks, at 30-20. Since then, Rice Lake outscoring the Cards 12-2. A big fat ouch to that.
Yeah, well,
and I'm going to tell you, folks, what is a slam dunk is choosing the Check Law Office. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Layup is good for the Cardinals. Nichols at the other end cuts the lead to 18. 42-24 Warriors. They bring it back left to right. Orr. Coach's son, his brother Tyler. They played together the last two seasons. Tyler off to Winona State where he's redshirting this year, D2 college. You're familiar with the D2 over there with your son at Moorhead, right? And your other son, J.D., is going to join him, it sounds like.
Yeah, he entered the portal officially, I think, earlier this week.
It's a crazy portal time, isn't it? Crazy portal week. And there's the missed shot by Rice Lake, but a foul on the Warriors gives the Cards the ball with 11:12 left here in the second half. And the foul going on Pierce Haystrider, his first. And the Cards struggling against the pressure as LaCroix's pass knocked out of bounds in front of the Rice Lake bench by J.T. Schradl. 42-24 Rice Lake, 18-point hole for the Cardinals. They've been down double digits for a long time in this game. Rice Lake's first game of the season, the Cards third. Chippewa Falls losing at Stevens Point last Thursday and then beating by 34 and then beating Medford by 11 Saturday. Easton Bob into the left corner to LaCroix. Back to Bob. They work it down low. Wiedemeyer puts it up, blocked, and out of there with it, Eggleston. 10:40 left in regulation. Rice Lake ball up 18. Orr. He's a confident point guard. He can dish. He can handle it, Dave. He can dish it, and he can score. He can do all three.
Yeah, he can. He's got some pretty good teammates to go with him. I know Coach Orr was talking about how he thinks Memorial and River Falls are going to be good. This is a test of what should be middle of the pack, and the Cardinals are coming up short so far.
We'll take a break. Back in a minute. WDOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Chai down 42-24. 10:32 to go. Second half. Mark Halverson, Dave Check on the call. You just heard about him. Nicolet Bank, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. All right, Rice Lake with the ball now. 10:25 left, second half. Up by 18. Just back after the full timeout. Eggleston, right baseline, working on G. Mason, puts it up and in. 20-point lead again for Rice Lake, 44-24. Well, don't have the answers defensively and not coming up with the hoops offensively. It's been a rough night.
And 7 different players for Rice Lake in the scoring column.
Yeah, deep squad. I can tell you, the sophomore, Will Swenson, the brother of... Yeah, we're just the radio, so over here, I think. There's Easton Bob's going to miss the three-pointer, and Nichols can't get the rebound from behind. Here come the Warriors into the forecourt. Orr. Approaching the midway point of this second half. Get to the right corner. Eggleston again going to try to work on Mason. And the bounce pass to Schradl. Recovered. Schradl deep right corner. Wiedemeyer on him defensively. And the drive on the reverse. No good. Foul up blocked by Wiedemeyer. Tapped around. Cards out of there with it. Nichols. Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior. In off the Chahai bench at the other end. He'll miss the shot. Airballed it. Rebound out of there. Orr. Racing down the floor, the 5'11 junior. Looks like he was born with the basketball. Pass stolen away by LaCoy. Rare Rice Lake turnover. Got him into double digits. There's the double pump basket. Good and a foul as Wiedemeyer gets it at the other end.
Wiedemeyer's first basket of this half, looking for a three-point play. Got the defender to leave his feet.
Nice bright spot, both the turnover and the hoop at the other end. So positives on both ends right there with 8:59 to go. Just into the latter part of the second half as the foul was called on Durand, his second. Free throw from Wiedemeyer, no good. I think that was Wiedemeyer's first free throw of the season, actually. Came in here averaging 12.5 a game. Cards have been not getting to the line a lot, and they were shooting just 50% from the stripe coming into this game. Foul down low is going to be a new Chai player, Teague Anderson, getting his first look tonight, the 6'1 junior guard. Well, we can't complain about foul because there haven't been a lot of fouls called tonight.
No, so, there hasn't, and I think Anderson was probably told to go in there and foul, not give him an easy basket. He's coming in off the bench with 5 to give. So
yeah, Evan Strand to the free throw line, hits, misses the free throw. So 44-26 Rice Lake lead, 8:40 to go. And Terhark will check back for Wiedemeyer now. Second one is good. 45-26. Rice Lake by 19. They've led by as many as 20. Mason to Teague Anderson. Anderson is double teamed and they steal it away from him near midcourt, and G. Mason's there to get it back.
Give him each turnover.
Yeah, I guess. And then deep left corner. There it is. Easton Bob connects on the three-pointer.
A much-needed three-pointer.
And we'll get a timeout. 8:19 to go in regulation. The Cards within 16 on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Falls Deco would like to thank you for your incredibly generous donations to their American event.
Back in a moment.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your absolute best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you, my friend, back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. There you go. They're playing Rice Lake. Works out well. 45-29. That was a good moment for the Cards, getting that three-pointer from the deep left corner from Easton Bob.
16-point game right now. Need to continue this run. Need a really big one.
All right. And, yeah, I believe that was a Rice Lake timeout there, so Kevin Orr was quick to call that one. And Schradel now, they'll kick it into the left corner, and Connor Duran playing some catch. Inside of 8 minutes now, and there's the hoop down low, and Will Johnson gets two. The 6'3 junior makes it 47-29. Mason into the forecourt. Cards bring it right to left. Bounce pass almost stolen away. Right corner to Dickerson. Back Mason behind the three-point line. He'll step back and shoot it off the front iron. No. And it's going to be Rice Lake basketball and the 14 on Teague Anderson. And Anderson gets his second foul. 7:35 left in regulation.
There's not an amazing turnaround here. The Cardinals just an anemic night shooting, particularly from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, after such a good game on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I mean, particularly the first half, but overall, yeah, they shot very well as a team and individually.
But it's just a couple players under 50%. There's the drive by Orr, and he makes it a 20-point game again at 49-29 with 7:15 to go. Mason now into the forecourt for the Cardinals, bringing it right to left. Deflected pass, knocked up in the air by Schradel. Shy turnover. At the other end, Mason able to knock it away from him. With 7:03 to go, and now Will Swenson set to check in.
Or with only a couple of two-point baskets, and you just have the feeling that if he has to, he can score at any time.
Will Swenson.
And just run the show. I mean, just be the coach on the floor, you know?
But that's, you know, he's doing a good job of dishing the ball, passing. He's definitely not a selfish player.
No, either. No. Inside of 7 minutes now, Connor Duran. Will Swenson, we've got Evan Strand, Zach Orr. Orr picked up defensively by Easton Bob. They work it over on the right side to Will Johnson, who scored a moment ago.
Easton's got the toughest job out there and with three fouls.
And there's the three-point attempt by Strand. He airballs one, and it'll be Chai ball with 6:28 to go.
Looked like that time number 34, Will Johnson, was in position for that offensive rebound, but just stepped out of bounds on the end line.
49-29, Rice Lake by 20, taking it to the Cards here. I mean, I keep track of the score throughout. I mean, it was 8-2, 10-2, just right away. Rice Lake just jumped on him.
It just keeps growing.
Yep. So much for their first game of the season. LaCroix on top. Wiedemeyer. Rice Lake zone defense. There's the zone breaker. Easton Bob, no good from the left wing. Rebound by Wiedemeyer. Bob penetrating. Double pump off glass. No. Whistle and a foul stops the clock with 6 minutes to go, and the Cards down 20 and a Rice Lake foul.
Well, I don't know how my second prediction is going to be possible because I said it was going to be a 20-point difference at Rice Lake.
Yeah, right.
So unless we get beat by 40 there.
Okay, yeah, let's not. And Easton Bob to the free throw line, and the free throw is good. And he came into the game a 67% free throw shooter. I think this is his first trip there tonight.
Indeed.
Second one is on the way. He got it. All right, 49-31. Inside of 6 minutes to go. Rice Lake with the ball and an 18-point lead. Or right side to Swenson. Back on top to Connor Duran. Down low pass intended for the sophomore. Swenson deflected. Recovered, spin move up and good by Will Johnson. And boy, Johnson, a nice 6'3 compliment to the 6'4 Schradl, giving them some interior presence, Dave.
Yeah, and his first shot was a 3-point shot, too, to add insult to injury.
Well, I mean, the modern big man tries a lot more threes than the big man did in your day, you know?
Yeah, but exactly, and you called it. He's definitely got those inside moves as well.
Yeah, there's the Dickerson now, the Cardinals. Trying to cut it inside of 20 again. Missed shot by Dickerson down low. And a whistle and a foul on Dickerson. Feeling bad after the missed shot. Second foul on Dickerson. With 5:14 to go.
Cardinals still two fouls away from the bonus.
Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more. Apply online at wheresgala.com. Or into the forecourt. Off into the right corner. Stolen away by LaCoy. Cardinal basketball. 5 minutes to go. Down by 20. Into the forecourt. Jacob LaCoy. The 5'11 senior. Backup guard. Easton Bob for three. Got another one. The Cards back within 17. Fifty-one, 34. Chi High back within 17, but just have not been able to string together some stops until there. There's a steal into the forecourt. The Cards. Dickerson down low. Wiedemeyer two more for Chippewa. It's a 15-point game with 4:20 to play. 51-36 Rice Lake.
Rice Lake looking to take a little air out of the ball after that run.
Yeah. 4:05 to go in regulation. Rice Lake ball and not in a hurry here. Out on top, Connor Duran. Inside of 4 minutes now. On top, Schradl. Left-handed dribble by Duran. I would think they'd try to get Orr involved in this. He's a good ball, great ball handler. And now they will. And we've seen he's a fine free throw shooter. He'll penetrate and his shot is blocked. Who got that one?
I think it was
Wiedemeyer.
Don't know who came out. It looked that like Wiedemeyer got was the, in position.
Wiedemeyer got the foul then, too. So, I don't know. We didn't see the foul. I saw the block, but all right. So, stops the clock with 3:38 to go and sends Orr to the free throw line, and he'll miss the first one.
So we've seen a couple of turnovers out of Orr and a missed free throw,
yeah.
So he's not invincible.
No, he's human. We've got Chi basketball again Thursday night. Quick turnaround at the Doghouse. 6:55 pregame for that one as Orr hits the second one. 52-36, Cards within 16. Need three-pointers here. LaCoy into the forecourt. Left side, Dickerson. On top, LaCoy. He'll back it out. 3:20 to go. Bob has hit a couple three-pointers lately. He seems to have a hot hand. Wiedemeyer on top to Easton Bob. Somebody get him a screen or something. Loses the basketball. He tips it to a teammate. LaCoy's going to shoot the three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Wiedemeyer tapped it around. Out of bounds to Rice Lake with 3:01 to go. Mason's going to head back in for Coach Jason Prue. And he will spell Terhark. 3:01 to go, 52-36 Rice Lake. Orr now on the dribble. Zach Orr, the 5'11 junior. Inside of 3 minutes now. Right side, they get it off to Pierce Haystrider off the end of the Rice Lake bench. Penetration and drive from Strand. Rice Lake taking their time. There's the drive from Schradl, and he misses the shot but draws the foul with 2:38 to go. And it's going to go on number 10, Jacob LaCoy. Second one on LaCoy, and the seventh team foul on the Cards. Schradl, the 6'4 senior, hits the first one. 53-36 Rice Lake. Division III state football champion. Seven divisions in football. There's just five in basketball. So whereas they're Division III in football, Rice Lake Division II in basketball. But again, they benefit a lot. I'm going to give lots of credit to Rice Lake. But, boy, by playing, and they're very competitive. Obviously, they're on their way to beating Chihai tonight, a school with more than double the now of students. But they certainly benefit, right? It certainly gets them ready by playing these larger schools, and then you go into a Division II field, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to Menominee year after year, playing in Division II after competing with some pretty good Division I teams and beating them. They do really good in the tournament.
Dickerson's drive, blocked shot. Johnson got his own rebound, no good, fighting for it. Wiedemeyer whistle, and the foul going up, and who's going to get it? It's going to be on Rice Lake.
So that's going to be a bonus, I believe.
Grant Pahokee, okay.
Dickerson's going to be shooting a bonus, I believe.
Stops the clock with 2:19 to go. The Cards down 54-36. Dickerson to the line. He came in a 57% free throw shooter. First one is up and in. Just hasn't been, I mean, just forget winning and losing. It just, I don't think for anybody... Anybody, it hasn't been as close as Chihai would have wanted it to be.
No, the Cardinals have not played a very good
second
game
one flat,
tonight.
And the rebound comes down to Sam Jevney. So, again, back to a 17-point lead. And Rice Lake, maybe will they go into the delay? Will Johnson, a spin move, and working on Wiedemeyer. Mason gets the rebound ahead on the break. Easton Bob lays it in. Within 15 at 54-39.
In all likelihood, just a little too late.
Yep. And LaCoy trying to steal it in the backcourt is going to get a foul out of this on Jevney with 1:48 to go.
Jevney's going to go shoot a bonus of his own.
LaCoy getting aggressive. Some of that physicality we've seen more of as this game's moved along by the Cardinal defense, but Rice Lake was showing a lot more of it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have to give credit to the Rice Lake team. It's not just that Chihai didn't shoot poorly. This is a great group of athletes here that I think can compete with a lot of teams.
Free throw good.
You know, River Falls and Memorial might have a little bit too much talent for them to compete with, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Effort like that.
And Jevney hit the first free throw, 5'10 junior. Second one is up and good as well.
And either way, you know, like we talked about, even if they have a tough time in the Big Rivers with a couple of those good teams, Division II, they are looking solid.
Yeah, 56-39 game, and the Cards struggle with the ball handling, getting to the fourth arc. They'll maintain possession with 100 seconds to go, trailing 56-39, 1:40 left here.
So River Falls is Division II in football. Are they Division II also in basketball, or do they go Division
I? That's a good question. I can't speak authoritatively on that. I think they're Division II as Bob hits his third three-pointer of this second half, pulling the Cards within 14 with 1:27 to go, getting us a 30-second timeout back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Chihai with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
All right, 1:18 to go. Rice Lake basketball leading at 56-42 over the Cardinals. On the attack, left to right, Johnson, right side, Jevney. They're just going to take the air out of it here, Dave.
Yeah, you know, and the Cardinals probably aren't going to do much. They're down.
Down by 14, and drive to the hole. Eggleston misses it. Rebound to Wiedemeyer. All you need is 5 3-pointers and shut them out, and you win the game in the next 52 seconds.
That's it.
LeCoy.
There's
kicks
one.
It. G. Mason on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rice Lake gets the rebound.
Well, that would have been one.
Yeah, it would have been. Could have cut it to 11 there. There's the kick out into the right corner. Behind the back dribble from Grant Pahokee. And then Orr to Eggleston. Knocked away by Mason into the forecourt. He'll race it down the floor. I'm kind of screened out here by the coach. And what happened?
Wiedemeyer got fouled. He's going to go shoot two with 20 seconds left.
And Carson, I don't know, has he been to the free throw line? You can check on it.
He was tonight. He missed one on his three-point shot. But like he did not. I checked.
First time all season.
Yeah, he didn't last game for sure.
No. 20.8 seconds to go. It's now a 13-point game. And two Rice Lake players, Pierce Hostrader and Will Swenson, both checking in for Rice Lake as Wiedemeyer, second free throw is good. All right, cuts it to 12 at 56-44, but too little too late. 18 seconds to go. Into the forecourt, Hostrader for Rice Lake. Eggleston in the right side to Jevney. Final 10 seconds now. Swenson on top, picked up defensively by Wiedemeyer. Pass to Jevney. That'll do it. 2-1. It's over. Rice Lake beat Chippewa Falls 56-44. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen. Holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Rice Lake took it to Chippewa Falls, beating them tonight 56-44. Mark Halverson and Dave Check back in the Cardinal postgame. And the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by the great folks at Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Dave Check is putting the stats together. Let me go on to say, if your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, a warm waiting room, and every necessary safety precaution. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Recapping this game, early on, Rice Lake, again, playing first game of the season. Chi-High playing their third, and third since Thursday. Chi-High got behind 10-2 early, cut it to 10-5. They got down 15-5, and every time Rice Lake, Chi-High would get a little bit close, Rice Lake was able to just keep the cushion. They got it out to 22-8 and led at halftime 28-16, that 12-point cushion, after having led by as many as 14. And then in the second half, they, from Chi-High's perspective, wanted to get to single digits, make it a ball game. Said right away it was 30-16, got to 30-20, and then Rice Lake went on an 8-0 run and just distanced themselves and hung around that 20-point mark way too long tonight on their way to a 56-44 win. It's a case of maybe too little, too late, and we hope to hear from Coach Jason Prue shortly. The amazing Dave Check statistics, and we've got some audio highlights and the WOGO sports calendar all on our postgame.
So that was definitely a Rice Lake team that came to play the entire game. They got on top. A lot of times you would see a team kind of let up and let the other team get back into it. Not this Rice Lake team. They kept the gas on the entire game and played a really solid game. Scoring for Rice Lake, or we expected him to lead the team. He had 14, but a couple of other players stepped up. Schradl had 10. Strand had 10. 7 points out of Johnson. So for the Cardinals, the team shooting wound up being about the same as it was for the first half. Overall, the Cardinals shot 5 for 20, so 25% shooting from the three-point line. 9 for 25 from twos, and 7 for 9 from the free-throw line. They beat us 18-13 in the turnover margin. Individual players for the Chi-High Cardinals. Not going to give you the shooting percentage tonight. These are just high school kids. I think that might be child abuse to do so. So I will just tell you how they did.
Okay.
Leading the way was Bob with 15 points. Wiedemeyer had 13 points. Dickerson had 7. Mason, 3. And Nichols, 2. And leading the way rebounding was Mason, had 8 rebounds, 5 rebounds for Wiedemeyer, 4 rebounds for Terhark, 3 for Dickinson, Bob, and Nichols, 2 apiece. So those are your stats for the night, and it kind of makes for exactly what we saw. Just a game that Rice Lake came to win, and Chi-High just kind of looked flat in all phases of the game.
There you go. I mean, a tough way to start the Big Rivers Conference season. But nonetheless.
Still looking for Coach to come out here.
Yeah, and again,
a little talk with his players, and then he usually comes out here a little bit after that. So,
but we're going to just continue on with the post game here nonetheless. And we've got other things like highlights and sort of. So let's take our final.
What I could do is call Mason Minarski over here. I see he's here. Mm-hmm. He could give you what his thoughts were.
He could, but let's take our final break and see if Coach Prue comes back. Back in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
56-44, Rice Lake comes out on top, and it's the Cardinal postgame show, the post-glass and mirror postgame show, and Chi-Hi head coach Jason Prue joins us now. Coach, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Rice Lake kind of came out pretty aggressive. We struggled to handle some of the stuff that I thought we could, but that's a little bit of a sign of the inexperience. We're an old, mature team that can handle stuff. We're going to be just fine. We'll learn from this. We'll move on. We'll continue to get better, and just the experience will continue to go.
It was a physical game.
Yeah, it was physical, and we knew that. The Rice Lake's always physical, aggressive, and the refs were letting us play, and we didn't get into the offense that we wanted to, and think it stops when you needed to.
And so, short turnaround between this and North on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's good. I like these quick turnarounds. We get a practice in tomorrow, get tonight to reflect a little bit, and then we're right back at it. That's what's great about basketball is we don't have to sit and wait. We get to come back the next day and try to get better and get another opportunity on Thursday.
We'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
All right, head coach Jason Prue on the heels of this one, putting it in perspective, the Rice Lake physicality, something that maybe Chaha wasn't matching early, and then the game progressed after that. But Dave, I don't know, you didn't hear it. Coach just basically talking about Rice Lake came out very physical, and maybe Chi-Hi just wasn't as ready for that as he had hoped they would be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I saw. I mean, you want to take advantage of the fact that they're not playing as a basketball team, and instead they take advantage of the fact that they're playing as a scrappy, aggressive state champion football team. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Chi-Hi kind of ran into a buzzsaw that I don't think they were ready for tonight. And the way you would have beat that is to come out shooting like a basketball team and, you know, shooting 25% from the three-point line. That's not going to get it done for them. The turnovers, not going to get it done for them. So, yeah, a lot of things went wrong for the Chi-Hi Cardinals. But, again, give credit to the Rice Lake team. They look pretty good, a lot better than I expected them to come out their first game of the year.
We got a handful of highlights we'll get to, starting with the first half and going from there. Let's give it a listen. Oh, and not the way that you wanted to start against a team who hasn't played yet. G. Mason on top. Gets it out. Terhark on the left corner. They get it out. Wiedemeyer, come on now. There it is for Wiedemeyer, and the Cards within 10-5. The first highlight we had from you from the first half. Here's another. Cardinals try to get it down low. Wiedemeyer, spin move. Strong. Put it up, and nice soft touch. And there's two for Carson. Carson Wiedemeyer with some good moments in the first half. Stick around for halftime. We'll have the stats, highlights, Wogo Sports Calendar. There's the first points of the night for Easton Bob. How about some second half highlights? Now, after intermission, the Cards were down by 12 and then coming out in the second half. Coy, rare Rice Lake turnover. Got him into double digits. There's the double pump basket. Good and a foul as Wiedemeyer gets it at the other end. To Teague Anderson. Anderson is double teamed and they steal it away from him near midcourt, and G. Mason's there to get it back.
Give him each turnover.
Yeah, I guess. And then deep left corner. There it is. Easton Bob connects on the three-pointer. I-20. Into the forecourt. Jacob LaCoy. The 5'11 senior. Backup guard. Easton Bob for three. Got another one. The Cards back within 17. And that's kind of where we'll leave it tonight. It just was not, again, got down early. And, Dave, I mean, they spent this night in a double-digit deficit.
Yeah, it was frustrating as a Cardinal fan. So, I mean, to be a little bit more exciting, what do we got to look forward to?
We got a lot to look forward to because we're right back at it on Thursday night. And Coach Prue was saying he really likes that about basketball. You get, boom, you can play right away, right? Football, you lose, you got to wait a week, right? And then Friday, this Cardinal hockey team is a lot to be excited about. People are saying they may have state potential, and they're playing Fond du Lac on Friday night, a 6:40 drop of the puck. And then University School of Milwaukee, 11:40 on Saturday morning. That's the first of our doubleheader, because that night it's the McDonald boys at Stout, an all-day tournament. They play Colfax. That's a 6:55 pregame on Saturday night. And then finally we've got Monday, which is the McDonald boys, the Chahai boys at Prescott. We'll be doing the traveling for that one, and that's a 6:40 pregame here on WOGO.
So we are getting right into the winter sports schedule. A lot of exciting stuff happening. So let's get this one behind us and work on the next one.
We will get the podcast posted, because that's what we do. And then back at it, though, if you want to listen to a podcast, listen to Saturday. It was a little bit more positive.
Yeah, if you're a Chi-Hi fan, that'll be a little better one to listen to.
All right, that does it for us on this end, and they're shutting the lights off on us. Thanks to Dawson Halverson and Gavin Bovey, learning the ropes there, Gavin. Dawson's got the rep as one of the fine teachers there at WOGO and WWIB. So also thanks to you, Dave Checker. And I miss you Thursday night. What do you got going on?
Well, we have something for the school board. That we have to do.
Gotcha. Yep. All right, you're doing the work there. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the way you serve the community.
You're welcome, and the community's welcome as well. I see Caleb's here as well.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah,
we talked about he's got a relative.
His brother, Will.
Brother, yeah.
The 6'3 sophomore. That's going to do it for us here. Thanks for listening. Back again Thursday night, 6:55 from the Doghouse, Chi-Hi against Eau Claire North here on WOGO. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.